Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a very talented man. And I'll tell you what, they found a perfect niche for him. And if you tune in every weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern, you'll see him as Bill the Cartoon Curator on MeTV. And the show is called Tune In With Me. Bill Leff is our very special guest. And you know him from Major League and Major League 2. His stand-up is terrific. And I saw him recently on Lisa Welch's show. And we've had her a few times here. And he has a great collectible or collection of memorabilia and everything else. But you talk about a perfect fit for a throwback type show that's, you know, it's done in a very modern way. But this is something you got to watch with your kids, and you got to say, hey, we used to, this is what things used to be like. And Bill Leff does a wonderful, wonderful job there. Perfect fit for this. Bill, how are you?
Frank, I'm good, and I have to say, you have done your homework, because you and I have never met, but what you just said about finding the perfect job, I have dreamt of a job like this my entire life. I'm a cartoon fanatic. I'm a pop culture nut, and when I heard about the audition, they didn't mention right away that it was for a cartoon show. They just said it's a show about the media, as a nostalgic look at the media. That's all they said in the initial auditions. And then when they finally told me what the show was exactly, I said, guys, if I don't get this job, I'm going to watch it every day, and I'll be so jealous of whoever gets this job. And I lucked into it. I mean, I'm hosting. It's a dream come true.
Yeah, but you didn't luck into it. I mean, that's nice of you to say. It's modest of you to say. But you've been training for this your whole life. You just didn't know it, and they didn't know it. It was kismet, and you guys just you fit together. I mean, this is perfect, and this is so enjoyable for people who've watched shows like this in the past. What did you grow up watching that this reminds you of?
Well, I grew up in Chicago, and we had a show in the morning here in Chicago called Ray Rayner and Friends, where he did essentially what I'm doing now, which is talk up cartoons, have fun, you know, just make the world a better place, brighten everyone's day with a smile, show your favorite cartoons, have a laugh. I watched that in the mornings, and then when we came home from school, there was a show called Cartoon Town with Bill Jackson that did the same thing. And for years and years and years, there was a gap. Nobody was really doing that, and I couldn't figure it out. I thought, there's so many disenfranchised kids who don't get to grow up with those type of shows, and then the people at MeTV put that show together, and I'm fortunate enough to be hosting it.
Yeah, absolutely terrific. And, I have to believe you probably grew up watching a lot of the shows on TV, and you mentioned pop culture, and we love pop culture here on our show, and we have so many of the stars from the past, and I'll tell you what, they're just not making any more of these people, and I just don't know, you know, what the future. Well, you know, again, there's new things that come up, and there's a lot of channels now, and there's a lot of programming, but still, there is a room. There's a lot of room for nostalgia here, and I think MeTV nails it better than anyone. And again, perfect fit for you. I'm going to remind folks once again, tune in with me every weekday here on the East Coast at 7 a.m. And Bill, the cartoon curator, is with
Frank,
us. And Bill Leff. Go ahead.
Can I tell you a story that I think you'll appreciate because of what you just said? We lost Dawn Wells about a little over a week ago. Dawn, of course, played Marianne on Gilligan's Island. We did an episode where Dawn did a phone-in to us. We shot it just a couple of short weeks ago. It's the last professional job that Dawn Wells did, and we're going to be airing that episode very, very soon. But she, like you just said, she was one of those characters on such a classic show. And, you know, sadly, as time goes on, we lose some of these actors and actresses. But it was just so nice to have her involvement on the show and to pay tribute to her after she left us. So that's an episode that's coming up in a week or so.
Yeah, I see. That's terrific. And I know a lot of people will be tuning in for it. And it's so interesting you bring up Dawn. We just did a tribute to Dawn. She's been on my show, I don't know, like three times or so. And she was just so wonderful. And Not that she's the last remaining member. That's Tina Louise, who's also been on the show. But Tina doesn't like to talk about Gilligan's Island. You know what I mean? She's not as open to talking about it. And she's wonderful. We love Tina. But Dawn Wells, she embraced it. She got, what pop culture was all about and everything else. So yeah. when you lost Dawn Wells, and, you know, we lost her to COVID and whatever, but you lost the last cast member who really openly wants to talk about the experiences on that show that so many people remember, whether it was in reruns or they were watching them for the first time. It's, like I said, they're not making any more of them. What else do you have coming up that's similar to that in the sense that it's a specialty show where you do something completely different?
That's the first time we tried something like that. We really don't tackle any kind of hard-edged subjects on the show. We keep it kind of light and fun. But when we all found out that Dawn had passed away, one of our writers said we should really do an episode that pays tribute to her. And you know, to get it on time, we said instead of an episode, let's just film a special segment where we talk about her, where we play the involvement that she had recorded for us on the show, and that's the way we're handling it. And you know, it's sad because when you look at the lineup that MeTV has, so many of those shows are from mostly the 60s, but some of them are from the 50s and the 70s, and we have lost so many of those great actors and actresses. I don't know that we'll do this every time we lose one, but Dawn meant a lot to all of us here at MeTV and to the viewers, and we certainly wanted to pay her some respect there.
Well, listen, great job on doing that, and great job on everything else that you're doing. Let me ask you this, as we're talking about like special programming, how fluid is the show in your mind? I mean, obviously, you've got a great format, and it works exactly the way it is now, but do you think it'll be much different a year from now than what it is now, or will it take some turns? Is it something that you believe is set in stone and the producers believe are set in stone, or do you think that there's room for, like, I don't know, evolving or for changes to come?
The show will change over time. They've been working from the very first thought of the show to finally getting it on now in 2021 was an 8-year process. They came up with the idea 8 years ago. They fine-tuned it for years and years and years. And then just as they were ready to get the ball rolling, the virus hit. So we're shooting it very, very carefully with a minimal amount of staff. But the plan is for the show to expand, to add more actors and actresses to the show, more writers, to do the show on a bigger, broader scale. I'm thrilled with the way it looks right now, but when I see and hear about the plans for the future, it's even more exciting.
Yeah, well, it's very exciting to talk to you here, and we'll be urging people to watch this. You're right up our alley, and I'll tell you something that, like this doesn't always come around for folks, like you. It's just the perfect fit for you and them. So congratulations to them, to MeTV, for putting the right guy in the right spot. And I think it's I think you're going to have a real long run on this, and hopefully for all of us, you do. Can you give us a website? Can you give us a social media site? And anything else you want to share with us before you go?
Yeah, if you go to our station's website, which is MeTV.com, you'll find out all the information about our show, Tune In With Me, and the entire lineup over at MeTV. And there really is a lot of great things happening. So, Frank, it was so much fun to talk to you. I really appreciate it.
Bill Left, thank you very much for being here, and congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Bill Left, everyone, stand-up comedian, actor, and this is his dream role. He is introducing cartoons and the old Warner Brothers cartoons and whatever they're running on MeTV. He is the perfect fit for something like this. And I'm trying to think of a comparison that people would know. He's hosting a show, and he's doing his talking, and he is introducing the cartoons as they come on, and then you watch the cartoons. It's a throwback, and they used to have this as I was growing up, and they had it in different regions. He mentioned Chicago. And I imagine every market that's listening here and every market that's not had their own version of this somewhere. And it was, going on all over the country on these individual stations that that we're doing this. MeTV does this very well. It's nostalgic. It's you know, everything that they do with the nostalgia is very good. It's pop culture at its best, and it's you know, it's TV, it's TV that we're never going to see again, and it's you know, they have, you know, he mentioned 50s, but mostly I guess 60s. And it's good they did that with Dawn Wells from Gilligan's Island. Again, you're not gonna, you know, you're not gonna turn on MeTV to have a broken heart or to get some in-depth documentary on World War II. You're gonna go to MeTV for pop culture, and they do it as well as anyone else. And the nostalgia aspect of it is terrific. Like I said, we had Lisa Welcher on the show, and she has a show on MeTV. And it's all about collectibles, and he was a guest. Bill Leff was a guest on there, and he has all of these old cartoon figures. He had Bonanza figures, but all of this, and you could tell he loves it. And I tell you, it's nice to listen to somebody that landed a role of a lifetime for him. And it sounds, look, I mean, he's not this actor that was trying to do Shakespeare. He is a cartoon guy. He's a pop culture guy. Absolutely terrific at what he does. And he's check out his stand-up sometime. He's terrific. Very talented man. Thrilled to have talked to him. Bill, the Cartoon Curator, 7 a.m. weekdays on Tune In With Me. And he is the host. Bill Leff has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.